Welcome to Now and Then. My name is Kathy Geary, and today we'll be exploring the music of legendary singer-songwriter Bob Dylan. This is part one of an infinite series, and we'll be focusing on Bob's transition from a folk singer to folk rock.
And where have you been, my darling young one? I've stumbled on the side of 12 misty mountains. I've walked and I crawled on 6 crooked highways. I've stepped in the middle of 7 side forests. I've been out in front of a dozen dead oceans. I've been 10,000 miles in the mouth of a graveyard. And it's a hard rain's gonna fall. Oh, what did you see, my blue-eyed son? And what did you see, my darling young one? I saw a newborn baby with wild wolves all around it. I saw highway diamonds with nobody on it. I saw a black branch with blood that kept dripping. I saw a room full of men with their hammers a-bleeding. I saw a white ladder all covered with water. I saw 10,000 talkers whose tongues were all broken. So guns and sharp swords in the hands of young children. And it's a hard rain's gonna fall. Oh, what did you hear, my blue-eyed son? And what did you hear, my darling young one? I heard the sound of a thunder that roared out a warning. I heard the roar of a wave that could drown the whole world. I heard 100 drummers whose hands were a-blazing. I heard 10,000 whispering and nobody listening. I heard one person starve, I heard many people laughing. I heard the song of a poet who died in the gutter. I heard the sound of a clown who cried in the alley. And it's a hard rain's are gonna fall. Oh, what did you meet, my blue-eyed son? And who did you meet, my darling young one? I met a young child beside a dead pony. I met a white man who walked a black dog. I met a young woman whose body was burning. I met a young girl, she gave me a rainbow. met one man who was wounded in love. I met another man who was wounded in hatred. And it's hard, it's hard, it's hard, it's hard, it's hard. Rains are gonna fall. And what'll you do now, my blue-eyed son? And what'll you do now, my darling young one? I'm a-going back out for the rain starts a-falling. I'll walk to the depths of the deepest dark forest, where the people are many and their hands are all empty, where the pellets of poison are flooding their waters, where the home in the valley meets the damp, dirty prison, and the executioner's face is always well hidden, where hunger is ugly, where the souls are forgotten, where black is the color, where none is the number. And I'll tell it and speak it and think it and breathe it, and reflect from the mountains so all souls can see it. And I'll stand on the ocean until I start sinking, but I'll know my song well before I start singing. And it's hard, it's hard, it's hard, and it's hard rains are gonna fall.
Bob Dylan from the Freewheeling Bob Dylan. That was Bob's second album, which was released in May of 1963. And that song was written during the Hard Rain Is Gonna Fall, was written during the Cuban Missile Crisis of October 62, when the Kennedy-Khrushchev confrontation was very chilling, the implications. I have the vinyl album in front of me, and there's some incredible liner notes on this 1963 album, and there's a quote from Dylan about the song, and he says, every line in it is actually the start of a whole song, but when I wrote it, I thought I wouldn't have enough time alive to write all those songs, so I put all I could into this one. So Bob Dylan... Bob Dylan, how can I possibly do a show about singer-songwriters without approaching the most accomplished and influential musician and poet of my entire generation? It's a little intimidating when I think about the body of work that Bob Dylan represents. To date, he's done 34 studio albums. 34 studio albums. That's like a watermark accomplishment. He's done 13 live albums. He has 58 singles. So it's like approaching a vast ocean of repertoire. And what I want to do for today's show is I just want to focus very narrowly on the years 1962 through 1966. And this is the time when Bob Dylan makes the transition from being a folk singer to a folk rock pop music star. There's these amazing transformations that happen in Bob Dylan during these times. You know, he was born in Minnesota, and in January 1961, he drops out of his freshman year in college, and he moves to Greenwich Village in New York City. So he moves to Greenwich Village in January 61. And in February, the following month, 61, he gets a review in the New York Times. Now, he's singing at folk clubs down in Greenwich Village. But within 1 month, he gets a review in the New York Times that launches his career. in just 1 month. And I do have the very first album that he put out, which he released in 1962, just entitled Bob Dylan. And the review that launched his career is on the back of the album, and I'd like to read just a little bit of it. It was printed in 1961 in the Times, and it's by Bob Shelton. Quote, "A bright new face in folk music is appearing at Gertie's Folk City. Although only 20 years old, Bob Dylan is one of the most distinctive stylists to play in a Manhattan cabaret in months. Resembling a cross between a choir boy and a beatnik, Mr. Dylan has a cherubic look and a mop of tousled hair he partially covers with a Huck Finn corduroy cap. His voice is anything but pretty. He's consciously trying to recapture the rude beauty of a southern field hand musing in melody on his porch." It's a highly personalized approach towards songwriting. Mr. Dylan seems to be performing in a slow motion film. Elasticized phrases are drawn out until you think they may snap. So he was very impressive when he first hit the Village, and he recorded harmonica on a folk singer's album, and the man who was producing the album was John Hammond, and he signed him to his first recording contract with Columbia Records. And when he released his first album, it really went nowhere. It only sold 5,000 copies. And on this first album, there's several songs, but there's none of his... Out of the whole album, there's two original compositions, and every other track on his very first album was material that he's learned along the way. He does The House of the Rising Sun, he does Man of Constant Sorrow, Freight Train Blues, and so he releases his first album, and then something miraculous happens to Dylan in that first year. He becomes a songwriter. He released that album in March of 1962, and in August of the same year, he changes his name, which is an amazing indication of what's going on in his personal life. And in May of 63, he released the album Freewheeling, which we heard A Hard Rain's Gonna Fall. So it was the album that launched him into international fame. It had incredibly widespread influence, and practically every song on the album is his original composition. So it took him about a year to become the songwriter that he became. So on the Freewheeling album, we're going to be hearing Don't Think Twice, It's All Right, followed by Bob Dylan's Dream, the Freewheeling Bob Dylan.
Well, it ain't no use sitting and wonder why, baby, even you don't know by now. And it ain't no use to sit and wonder why, baby, it'll never do somehow. When your rooster crows at the break of dawn, look out your window and I'll be gone. You're the reason I'm a-traveling on, but don't think twice, it's all right. And it ain't no use in a-turning on your light, babe, the light I never knowed. And it ain't no use in turning on your light, babe, I'm on the dark side of the road. But I wish there was something you would do or say to try and make me change my mind and stay. But we never did too much talking anyway. But don't think twice, it's all right. Calling out my name, gal, like you never done before. And it ain't no use in calling out my name, gal, I can't hear you anymore. I'm a-thinking and a-wondering, walking down the road. I once loved a woman, a child, I'm told. I give her my heart, but she wanted my soul. But don't think twice, it's all right. So long, honey, baby, where I'm bound, I can't tell. Goodbye is too good a word, baby, so I just say fairly well. I ain't saying you treated me unkind. You could have done better, but I don't mind. You just kind of wasted my precious time. Don't think twice, it's all right. Concerning myself and the first few friends I had. With half damp eyes I stared to the room where my friends and I'd spent many an afternoon. Well, we together with many a storm, laughing and singing till the early hours of the morn. By the old wooden stove our hats was hung, our words was told, our songs was sung. Well, we longed for nothing and were satisfied, joking and talking about the world outside. With hungry hearts through the heat and cold, we never much thought we could get very old. We thought we could sip forever in fun, and our chances really was a million to one. Black from white, it was all that easy to tell wrong from right. And our choices, there was few, so the thought never hit.
at the one road we traveled. We'd have a shatter or split. How many a year has passed and gone? Many a gamble has been lost and won. And many a road taken by many a first friend. And each one I've never seen again. I wish in vain that we could sit simply in that room again. $10,000 at the drop of a hat, I'd give it all gladly if our lives could be like that.
Bob Dylan from the Freewheelin' Bob Dylan album. Those songs were called protest songs, and he was inspired by Woody Guthrie and Pete Seeger, the idea of writing social commentary. That album was just incredibly influential on so many people. I read a quote from George Harrison. You know, this album came out in May of 63. I mean, the Beatles hadn't even come to America yet. And George Harrison, this is what he said. We just played it. We just wore it out. The content of the song lyrics and just the attitude, it was incredibly original and wonderful. You have the sound now of Bob Dylan in his folk style, you know, the simple guitar, the harmonica. That was in May of 63, that album. In August of that same year, Joan Baez and Bob Dylan took place in an anti-war demonstration in a march on Washington in August of 63. And he became more and more influential in the entire civil rights movement. His songs, in 1964, he released two albums, still in this folk vein. The Times They Are A-Changing became more political. He did another album in August of 64 called Another Side of Bob Dylan, which was still in this folk genre. And then he went through another transformation. You know, I talked about the transformation where he was just singing other folk songs, doing covers, and then he became a songwriter. Well, something incredible happens between August of 64, the second half of 64, and the first half of 1965. He goes from a folk genre to folk rock. He becomes a pop music star, and he goes from an acoustic folk singing style to electric guitar. And most people associate this transition merely with the change from acoustic to electric. You know, there was the big the summer festival, the Newport Folk Festival in the summer of 65, and everyone makes a big deal about how he was booed off the stage for playing electric guitar. But you know, it was way deeper than just the change in instrumentation. All of a sudden, the subject matter becomes different. The whole tone of his writing becomes much more dense and difficult to comprehend, much more like real poetry, real literary, weighty observations. The album Bringing It All Back Home was released in March of 65, and it's really split very clearly down the middle. There's one side of the album, it's entirely electric, folk blues, folk rock, electric. And then the other side of the album He goes on with a completely acoustic folk style again, but he develops a much richer lyrical style. So let's listen to some of the electric Bob Dylan from his Bringing It All Back Home album. We're going to be hearing three tracks, Subterranean Homesick Blues, She Belongs to Me, and Maggie's Farm. Bob Dylan, Bringing It All Back Home.
John is in the basement mixing up the medicine. I'm on the pavement thinking about the government. The man in a trench coat batch I laid off says he's got a bad cough, wants to get it paid off. Took out a kid, it's something you did. God knows when, but you're doing it again. You better duck down the alleyway looking for a new friend. The man in a coonskin cap in a pig pen wants $11 bills. You only got 10. Maggie comes fleet-foot, face full of black soot, talking at the heat, put plants in the bed, but the phone's tapped anyway. Maggie says the man, he says they must bust an early man. Orders from the DA, look out, kid, don't matter what you did. But walk on your tiptoes, don't tie no bows. Better stay away from those that carry around a fire hose. Keep a clean nose, wash your plain clothes. You don't need a weatherman to know which way the wind blows. Oh, get sick, get well, hang around the inkwell, hang bell, hard to tell if anything is gonna sell. Try hard, get fast, get back, ride frail, get jail, jump bail, join the army if you fail. Look out, kid, you're gonna get hit by losers, cheaters, six-time users, hanging around the theaters. Girl by the whirlpools, looking for a new fool, don't follow leaders, or watch your parking meters. Oh, get born, keep warm, short pants, romance. Learn to dance, get dressed, get blessed. Try to be success, please her, please him. Buy gifts, don't steal, don't live. 20 years of schooling and they put you on the day shift. Look out, kid, they keep it all hid. Better jump down a manhole, light yourself a candle. Don't wear sandals, try to avoid the scandals. Don't want to be a bum, you better chew gum. The pump don't work cause the vandals took the handle.
Got everything she needs, she's an artist, she don't look back. She's got everything she needs, she's an artist, she don't look back. She can take the dark out of the nighttime and paint the daytime black. You will start out standing proud to steal her anything she sees. You will start out standing proud to steal her anything she sees. But you will wind up peeking through a keyhole down upon your knees. She never stumbles, she's got no place to fall. She never stumbles, she got no place to fall. She's nobody's child, the law can't touch her at all. Egyptian ring sparkles before she speaks. She wears an Egyptian ring, it sparkles before she speaks. She's a hypnotist collector, you are a walking antique. Bow down to her on Sunday, salute her when her birthday comes. Bow down to her on Sunday, salute her when her birthday comes. For Halloween, buy her a trumpet, and for Christmas, get her a drum.
About man and God and law, everybody says she's the brains behind Pa. She's 68, but she says she's 54. I ain't gonna work for Maggie's Ma no more. They say, sing while you sleep, and I just get bored. I ain't gonna work on Maggie's farm no more.
All right, you are listening to WJFF, award-winning hydro-powered radio. This is Now and Then, and my name is Kathy Geary. Today we are exploring the music of legendary singer-songwriter Bob Dylan. I call this part one of an infinite series. And today we're really focusing very narrowly on the years 1962 through 1966. I know that there's some of my listeners out there who might never have heard some of this before. And then I know there's those of you who know every single word. And it's an amazing thing when you think that it was just this four-year time period that every single piece of music we're listening to today was written in that four-year time period. And it has just stood the test of time. We just heard some electric blues from the 1965 Bringing It All Back Home album. That was released in March of 65. And so right after that, Dylan goes through another transformation, right? And this is, now he changed his name back in 62, right, from Zimmerman to Dylan. Now he changes his clothes. You know, he's been a folk singer, and he's always been wearing, you know, like scruffy jeans and that sort of thing. Well, now all of a sudden, he starts to dress like in a Carnaby Street wardrobe. He's got on sharp, really tailored shirts. He's got on these little black pointy beetle boots. And he starts wearing sunglasses 24/7, day and night sunglasses, okay? And he starts getting really sassy in his interviews. He starts talking back to the press when they ask him questions. He starts to get a little bit enigmatic on them. So there's, in March of 65, we heard Bringing It All Back Home. And then just a couple of months later, in August of that same year, he released Highway 61 Revisited. And he goes further into the blues and electric thing. We're going to hear one more track from Bringing It All Back Home, and then we're going to be hearing a couple of tracks from the Highway 61 Revisited. Even though he goes into the electric thing, he still maintains his acoustic folk. But like I said, with just deeper lyrics. So I thought we would hear Tambourine Man from Bringing It All Back Home. This song was covered by so many people, but I first heard Mr. Tambourine Man in the cover that the Byrds did of it. And later I was reading a biography of Phil Oakes, who was another singer-songwriter from that same time. And the very first time that Bob Dylan performed Mr. Tambourine Man apparently was in Phil Oakes' kitchen on Bleecker Street. And I read this biography of Phil Oakes, and I was living at the same address on Bleecker Street that Phil Oakes was living, in the same building where Mr. Tambourine Man was sung for the first time. So let's listen to it now. Bob Dylan, Mr. Tambourine Man, from Bringing It All Back Home.
The Tambourine Man, play a song for me. I'm not sleepy, and there is no place I'm going to. Hey, Mr. Tambourine Man, play a song for me. In the jingle jangle morning, I'll come following you. Though I know that evening's empire has returned into sand, vanished from my hand, left me blindly here to stand, but still not sleeping. My weariness amazes me, I am branded on my feet. I have no one to meet, and the ancient empty streets too dead for dreaming. Hey, Mr. Tambourine Man, play a song for me. I'm not sleepy, and there is no place I'm going to. Hey, Mr. Tambourine Man, play a song for me. In the jingle jangle morning, I'll come following you. Take me on a trip upon your magic swirling ship. My senses have been stripped. My hands can't feel to grip, my toes too numb to step.
wait only for my boot heels to be wandering. I'm ready to go anywhere, I'm ready for to fade into my own parade. Cast your dance and spill my way, I promise to the wanderer. Hey, Mr. Tambourine Man, play a song for me. I'm not sleepy and there's no place I'm going to. Hey, Mr. Tambourine Man, play a song for me. In a jingle jangle morning, I come following you. Though you might hear laughing, spinning, swinging madly across the sun, it's not aimed at anyone, it's just escaping on the run. And but for the sky, there are no fences facing. And if you hear vague traces of skipping reels of rhyme to your tambourine in time, it's just a ragged clown behind. I wouldn't pay it any mind. It's just a shadow you're seeing that he's chasing. Hey, Mr. Tambourine Man, play a song for me. I'm not sleepy and there is no place I'm going to. Hey, Mr. Tambourine Man, play a song for me. In a jingle jangle morning, I come following you.
Bob Dylan, Mr. Tambourine Man. All right, so after this, you know, that was in March of 65, August 65, Highway 61 Revisited, and he gets Mike Bloomfield, the Butterfield Blues Band guitarist, and Al Cooper on organ. And we're going to be listening to a couple of tracks from that album. Let's listen to Like a Rolling Stone. From Highway 61 Revisited, Bob Dylan.
Once upon a time, you dressed so fine, threw the bumps of dime in your prime. Then you, people call, say beware doll, you're bound to fall, you thought they were all kidding you. You used to laugh about everybody that was hanging out. Now you don't talk so loud, now you don't seem so proud about having to be scrounging your next meal. How does it feel? How does it feel to be without a home? Like a complete unknown, like a rock. But you know you only used to get juiced in it. Nobody's ever taught you how to live out on the street, and now you're gonna have to get used to it. You say you never compromise,
not selling any alibis as you stare into the vacuum of his eyes and say, do you want to make a deal? Shouldn't let other people get your kicks for you. You used to ride on a chrome horse with your diplomat, who carried on his shoulder a Siamese cat. Ain't it hard when you discover that he really wasn't. Take your diamond ring, you better pawn it, babe. You used to be so amused at Napoleon in rags and the language that he used. Go to him now, he calls you, you can't refuse. When you ain't got nothing, you got nothing to lose. Secrets to conceal.
Bob Dylan, Highway 61 Revisited Like a Rolling Stone. This is Now and Then. My name is Kathy Geary, and today we've been exploring the music of Bob Dylan from 1962 through 1966. And I think you can really hear for yourself the transition that he made from a lonely Midwestern folk singer to a rock, folk, blues, pop musician, you know, of international influence. So there's these three albums, Bringing It All Back Home, Highway 61 Revisited, and Blonde on Blonde. They kind of fit together as a little trilogy. And when he recorded Blonde on Blonde, he went down to Nashville to do this recording, and this album was released about a year after the Highway 61 Revisited album. It was released in May of 66. And You know, I recently saw Bob Dylan live for the very first time ever, and it was at the Bethel Woods Performing Arts Center when he did his concert there year before last. And it was great because the very first song that he opened his set with was a song that we're going to hear right now from his Blonde on Blonde album, the 1966 album. We're going to be listening to Leopard Skin Pillbox Hat, Bob Dylan, Blonde on Blonde.
Skin pillbox hat. Yes, I see you got your brand new leopard skin pillbox hat. Well, you must tell me, baby, how your head feels under something like that, under your brand new leopard skin pillbox hat. Well, you look so pretty in it. Honey, can I jump on it sometime? Yes, I just wanna see if it's really the expensive kind. You know, it balances on your head just like a mattress balances on a bottle of wine. Your brand new leopard skin pillbox hat.
Bob Dylan, Blonde on Blonde, Leopard Skin Pillbox Hat. Wonder how your head feels balanced under something like that. All right. In 2008, Bob Dylan was awarded a Pulitzer Prize, a special citation for what they call his profound impact on popular music and American culture, marked by lyrical compositions of extraordinary poetic power. So let's listen to one more track from Bob Dylan's Blonde on Blonde, stuck inside of Mobile with the Memphis Blues again.
Oh, the rag man draws circles up and down the block. I'd ask him what the matter was, but I know that he don't talk. And the ladies treat me kindly, and they furnish me with tape. But deep inside my heart, I know I can't escape. Mama, can this really be the end? To be stuck inside of Mobile with the Memphis Blues again. Well, Shakespeare, he's in the alley with his pointed shoes and his bells, speaking to some French girl who says she knows me well. Send a message to find out if she's talked, but the post office has been stolen and the mailbox is locked. Oh, mama, can this really be the end? Should be stuck inside a movie with the Memphis Blues again. Mona tried to tell me to stay away from the train line. She said that all the railroad men just drink up your blood like wine. And I said, oh, I didn't know that. But then again, there's only one I've met, and he just smoked my eyelids and punched my cigarette. Oh, mama, can this really be the end? To be stuck inside a Mobile with the Memphis Blues again. Grandpa died last week, and now he's buried in the rocks. But everybody still talks about how badly they were shocked. But me, I expected it to happen. I knew he'd lost control when I speed built a fire on Main Street and shot it full of holes. Oh, mama, can this really be the end? To be stuck inside of Mobile with the Memphis Blues again.
You've been listening to Now and Then. My name is Kathy Geary. I hope you've enjoyed today's show, exploring the music of Bob Dylan, from the folk to the folk rock years. You know, WJFF has a Bob Dylan marathon every year in the spring around his birthday, sometime in May. So if you'd like to hear some more Bob Dylan, you know, check back with us then. Thank you for listening.